My guest at this time is Horace Cooper. He is an attorney and he's co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Project 21 is a group of black conservatives, and Horace joins me today to talk about a specific aspect of the reaction to the torture video that was streamed live over Facebook, apparently over a number of days, of a mentally disabled man by four black people, two men, two women, who have now been charged with hate crimes, among many other crimes that could land them in prison for a number of years, decades, in fact. And among the things that they did in addition to the physical punishment that they inflicted upon this white man, they shouted things such as F Trump and F white people. The issue we're going to talk about here in the next few minutes is the reaction, or in some cases, the lack of a reaction from the mainstream media. And Horace, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me on the program.
Well, this story, of course, broke on Wednesday, and there was a panel discussion on CNN about this. Don Lemon was the anchor. He was appalled by what he saw on the video and mentioned that to Matt Lewis of the Daily Caller, who then called it evil. But here's what Don Lemon had to say after Lewis got done calling it evil.
At the end of the day, you just try to wrap your head around evil. That's what this is. It's evil. It's brutality. It's man's inhumanity to man. And
I don't think it's evil. I don't think it's evil. I think these are young people, and I think they have bad home training. I think that when I say who is raising these young people, I have no idea who's raising these young people, because no one I know on earth who is 17 years old or 70 years old would ever think of treating another person like that. It is inhumane, and you wonder, at 18 years old, where's your parent?
So, Horace, Don Lemon is a guy who hosted his show for days from Ferguson, Missouri. What do you make of his reaction to this, not as evil, but just a matter of bad parenting?
If he had said, this is evil, and it probably stems from bad parenting, he could have gotten my acquiescence and support for his observations. The destruction of the family in America, and in particular in the black family, has wrought victimhood in so many ways. I can't tell a person who looks at this video and listens to what happens and then learns that this took place over several days and not think evil as the first mindset that comes. The mainstream media appears to have this thesis: when a minority does something so wicked, so depraved, they come up with an excuse. When a non-minority does the same thing, they can never see an excuse. This is part of the reason why the whole hate crime statute is so infused with difficulty. My own view is, when you see a video like this, you should have a maximum punishment for the parties involved. The inquiry as to why they did what they did would be useful for a minister coming to them after they have been incarcerated. But as far as some justification, some rationale, we ought to be able to come together as a society, and I mean by society, the mainstream media. We will give no space, no quarter to this kind of behavior. Now, I'm also disappointed that the President of the United States hasn't issued a statement, and not just this particular case, hasn't found an example like it to issue a statement. No one from the Department of Justice has issued a statement. It sends the signal that somehow the depravity that we witnessed is different because this individual isn't a minority. And I think that is completely wrong, that is completely obnoxious, and it runs afoul of the whole idea that all Americans are equal before the law.
Horace, before we get on to what the Washington Post did in reaction to this, I want to get your reaction to the fact that prosecutors in Chicago have included hate crime charges in addition to a number of other charges against these four individuals. What's your reaction?
Well, it's interesting to me that in the case of the Michael Brown matter, when a police officer protected himself from an assault on the part of a criminal who was attempting to take his firearm, the Department of Justice, that's the federal investigative authority, announced immediately that they were going to intervene to determine whether this was a civil rights violation or whether this was some sort of hate crime motivated incident. They have not done that. And yet the local community has had to respond and try to come up with the most aggressive and severe style of punishment. Again, what you see is a difference here between how the federal government, how society, and why hasn't the media called out the Department of Justice for its silence on this matter, for its lack of regard for the depravity that is witnessed here? If this isn't a civil rights violation, I guess I don't understand what one looks like.
We're talking with Horace Cooper. He is a lawyer, and he's co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Another reaction getting quite a bit of attention on social media today comes from the Washington Post Fix column. It's by a reporter named Callum Borchers, who we should point out, I guess, is white. He starts at one point in his piece by mentioning a comment that Newt Gingrich made Thursday morning on the Fox News channel. Gingrich's quote is, if this had been done to an African American by four whites, every liberal in the country would be outraged, and there'd be no question but that this is a hate crime. In his next paragraph, Borchers writes, Gingrich might be right about different reactions, but he conveniently ignores the reason. If the attackers had been white and the victim had been black, the incident would have, of course, conjured America's ugly history of white mobs committing violence against black people. There is no parallel history of the reverse happening on anything remotely approaching the same scale. What do you make of that rationale?
I'm appalled. Martin Luther King said that he longed for an America where people would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. It is simply untrue that there are no examples of abuse on the part of minorities against majorities. It is simply untrue that the only understanding of mistreatment of people occurs only when whites do so against blacks. We are a society with a large number of ethnicities, and there are many, many great people among us, but there are also too many bad ones among us, and they're not able to be pigeonholed into one particular racial category. And one of the ways that we encourage people to stay in the category of good and great is that we hold accountable people, regardless of race, based on the behavior. And there just is no rationale, no good cause, no justification for what is witnessed in this. And what we should all want to do is condemn it with the maximum type of appropriation possible.
Horace, we'll have to call time there. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Horace Cooper is a lawyer, and he's co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.